I'm sure collecting keys must be a fascinating hobby, and I don't know how much longer we'll be using the type of key that we'll all recognise. Looking back, it seemed as if there were mention of keys in the Bible. They've been around an awfully long time. Some locks were very rudimentary and crude, but they served the purpose. It is possible that locks were around even 4,000 years ago. They vary from extremely simple but effective to the most complicated you have ever seen. Some of the most complicated locks are incorporated in a metal box with a metal strapping that is known as an armada box. The locks inside this are a work of art in their own right. But the box is probably something like half a hundredweight, and it's not particularly attractive to look at. But for somebody collecting locks and keys, this must be the must-have item. Keys were an essential part of anybody's property in order to keep it safe. They varied enormously over the years, and today have come down to quite a simple device. The collecting of keys is a very, very wide subject. It ranges from keys that are very large and ornamental, the sort which open a rim lock on a church door, to the simplest tiny lock that had a key made for it. Of course, the big problem with all of these is that if you lose the key, you're in a terrible muddle. At such times, the aid of a locksmith is invaluable. I imagine that most of us have a drawer or cupboard or tin in which we have a selection of keys. Probably we have no idea where they came from or what they fit, and yet, in all truth, we keep them. Why we keep them, we don't know. But this can form the basis that everybody may be a key collector in some way or another. Sometimes there are big surprises with keys. There were two 19th century keys sold last year that had the name of the manufacturer, C. Smith & Sons, Bellhangers, Whitesmiths and Birmingham. And they were engraved with the words, Grand Master Key Number 3. The two were bought for between £30 and £50 each, but actually turned out they sold for £3,000. Another unusual key sold last year looked to all intents and purposes like a key, but it was actually an 80-bore pistol constructed in the form of a key. It was valued at around £10,000. For the everyday collector, there are many keys that can be purchased from charity shops, junk shops and auctions. They always clean up very well because the metal used was a very fine quality steel. Continental keys tend to be a little more ornate than ours, particularly the French or Italian. I think the holy grail for keys must be if you happen to have a key that was used in a door on the Titanic. One sold at auction in Aldridge's Soil Room in the South Coast for £140,000. An enormous sum of money. However, such a treasure is unlikely to come onto the market more than once or twice in a lifetime.